Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and happy Monday. This is Apostle Miller. I am so glad you tuned into the broadcast. We do thank and praise the Lord for another day, another week. And I just prophesied to you that something good is going to happen to you today. And I'm just decreeing that God going to turn things around in your favor. But listen, I need you to believe and trust that word. We decreeing that God going to turn things around in your favor. You know, we living in a time now that there's a lot of things happening. And if you ain't careful, the Bible tells us how when the sower planted the seed, immediately come the wheat one. And it tell how, and one part of it, he was saying how the chaos of this world would choke the word out of us. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, he said, cast in all your cares upon the Lord, for he care. Listen, whatever that situation, whatever that problem is, I want you to roll that thing over on the Lord. Give that thing to the Lord and believe and trust God that he's turning it around. I decree that God is turning that thing around for you in your favor. And it is going to work for your good. Okay, that's the word. God turning around for your favor. In your favor. And you got to believe that God is doing it. Listen, get your mind off the problem. Get your mind on God, what God say about it. And you will see the manifestation of it. We send a shout out to Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I just thank and praise the Lord. And I tell you, it's the old saints used to say, time is just going by fast. This is the last week in this month of April. And I just thank and praise the Lord. And, you know, a lot of time I'm transparent. I thank and praise the Lord. April the 20th was the day that my mama went home to be with the Lord in 2005. And April the 22nd was my baby brother's birthday. He went home to be with the Lord in August. So there, too, again, I'm just thanking and praising the Lord how God gave the family, my sibling, as well as myself. He gave us the strength. We had joy. We had peace. We gathered together on Saturday to celebrate my baby brother's birthday. Yes, we celebrate in this afternoon. What we did, we was remember him. And I thank and praise the Lord. My oldest brother, I just have one biological brother living. He's 72, but I thank and praise the Lord. He was in an accident, but I thank and praise the Lord for sparing his life. And he had some damage done to his eye, but we decree him by the authority in Jesus' name, Isaiah 53:5, and we standing on 1 Peter 2:24. We believing and thanking God for totally healing for Russell, totally healing. His eyesight is totally recovered. We just believe in God for that. And I just thank and praise the Lord. You know, the Bible said God chose us before the foundation of the world. And, you know, sometimes if you're looking away from what the Bible say, you're going to be discouraged. You're going to be disappointed because it always appears that what's happening in your life is contrary to what the Bible say. But I'm telling you, as a born-again believer, as a citizen in the kingdom, we have to live by faith. The Bible says, impossible to please God without faith. Now, that's what the Bible says. And I'm telling you, we got to make sure that we stand focused on what is written. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Paul tells us that we have to not to be conformed to this world, but we have to renew our mind. And there, too, again, I'm finding out, and I had to learn this for myself, it's a must that I get in the Word. It's a must that I read the Bible daily. The Lord been reminding me lately whenever I said something about his word or think about a scripture. He said, get the Bible and put your eyes on it. And it's so important. It's so important. When I came to be a senior citizen, I had to learn that it was certain laws that govern my benefits. And I had to learn what the laws was, how to operate and buy those laws in order for me to reap the benefits of it. So there, too, again, it's the same way. Y'all, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. And in Christianity, it's a lifestyle. It began with a relationship, our relationship being restored back to God, because when Adam and Eve sinned, it separated us spiritually from God. Well, God is a spirit, and the Bible says they that worship him, this is what Jesus said, they must do it in spirit and truth. Well, Jesus died and he paid for it, so we can be reconciled back to God, and I thank the Lord Jesus for that. But there too, again, we have to learn how to communicate with God, and we do that through the Bible. So there too, again, I thank and praise the Lord for this day. We've been in Matthew 18 now, and I just thank and praise the Lord for the enlightenment, the understanding, and the revelation about Matthew 18. And Numbers, the 23rd chapter, it tell us that God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. Has not God spoken that God won't bring it to pass? And that was, you know, Balaam wanted Balak to curse the peoples. The prophet Balaam let him know, I cannot curse who God done blessed. And you as a born-again believer, you need to know, can nobody curse you? Now, the enemy will have you to believe that people can curse you. And it's only because of ignorance and lack of knowledge. I had to learn, even after I got born again, people were talking about generation curses. Well, prophet, is it true? Yes, it is true, but at the same time, you can overcome it. You can overcome it. Listen at me good. You can overcome generation curse. When I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I find out what the words say, yeah, I found out some of them traits, some of them spirits wanted to try to follow me. But whenever I saw them, as the old folks said, stick up his head, I began to rebuke and denounce and stand on what God's word say. That's why it's so important to get in the word of God. Once you get born again, get your mind renewed so you will know what you have inherited as a born-again believer, as a citizen in the kingdom of God. That is so important. We've been talking about what come out of our mouth, our words. Our words is a container. I was sharing in Matthew 18 how if you read the whole entire chapter, it deal with strife, it deal with division, it deal with offenses, it deal with unforgiveness. It tell you how to restore relationship and all of that. But you know, there too again, if you don't read the Bible, you will never know what God say belong to you. And that is so important. You have to find time and read the word. And you know what I found out as a minister of the gospel? Sometimes people will get offended with the message that God give you. I'm tired of hearing that. I still don't see no change. I done prayed. I done did everything God said, you know, right there you calling God a lie. If you and I find out what God's word say, and if we work the laws and principles of God, we will have it. And in Mark 11, he tell us, you're going to have what you say. And there too, again, a lot of people don't realize the importance and the value of words. What do words have to do with the manifestation? Everything, my brother, my sister, everything. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18 and 21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And every time you open your mouth and speak contrary to what God's words say, you don't realize you activating the law. Yes, that's what you're doing. That's what we be doing. And that's why I say it's so important to study the Bible. I ain't talking about just reading the Bible and see how many chapters you can read or how many verses you can remember. No, that Jesus told us that the words I speak, they're in life. There too, again, I'm decreeing today that God turn around in your situation. It's being turned around. God is turning around your situation in Jesus' name. I want us to go to Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you, God, because your word is true. I thank you, Father, because of the redemption work of Christ. It is your will for people, for humanity, to experience the abundant life that Jesus paid for. And I thank you, Father, right now. You said that Satan is the god of this world. Right now, I bind and come against every demon that would try to interfere. I bind up interference and detraction as your word go forth today. I thank you and I decree that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment, understanding, and revelation. I thank you for conviction. And Father, I just praise you and I bless you. I thank you for the host of this broadcast. I thank you for Apostle Armstrong and later Armstrong. I thank you for the work that you're doing in their life right now. I thank you for renewing their youth like the eagles. I thank you for strength, added strength. I thank you for grace, your favor in their life. And we thank you that the adversary is bound. Sickness and disease is bound because Jesus done already took their infirmity. He done already bore their sickness, and by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed. They are healed in Jesus' name. We thank you for Lady Armstrong for total restoration. We thank you for total restoration in her body, in her mind. Father, you told us in your word, whatever we bind, Satan cannot loose what I bind. So, Father, according to your word, we bind up all voices that is not God. We bind up hallucination. I bind up lack of memories right now. I command her mind to be loose from the adversary in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of God being released into her body, spirit, soul, and body. And her body, her mind is being transformed. It being renewed. We thank you for refreshing of your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we just thank and praise the Lord for his word. And I probably get back in James, that third chapter, because there's so much in it. But I'm going to start today with Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Proverbs is a familiar passage of scripture, and I know you probably done already read it, but I'm going to read it from the King James Version. And as I stated, Matthew 4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. It's a process. All of us, we have to grow in grace. We have to grow in knowledge, and we have to develop our faith. You know, as I stated, the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. I want you to hear me. Just because you go to church, just because you attend to church and you faith in doing them works, good works do not save us. Good work don't cause us to see the manifestation. It's our faith. It's our belief in faith. Listen, God don't meet your needs because of your good work. He meet our needs because he love us and because of our faith, because we believe and trust him to do it. But it is so important for us to believe and have faith in what God say. Okay? If you have Proverbs, the fourth chapter, we're going to begin reading at that 20th verse. He said, my son, attend to my words. The word is plural. Incline thine ears unto my saying. Again, that word saying is plural. Let them not depart from thine eyes. There too, again, the word eyes is plural. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. I want you to look at this because, like I said, the Bible is our manual. It gives us instructions. on how we supposed to live, how we supposed to conduct ourselves, how we supposed to approach God. Come on, somebody. That is so important. That is so important. And I say to you, keep on praising God. Keep on blessing. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not all his benefit, who forgiveth all your iniquity and healeth all of our disease. It blessed the Lord today. If you haven't took time today, you need to lift your hand and tell him thank you. God, you woke me up this morning. I still have my right mind. I still love you. I still praise you and I bless you. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And I had to learn and still learn when things go on contrary to what God said. I still got the blessing. I still have something to bless and thank God for. Come on, somebody. I thank and praise the Lord right now. Come on. Will you do that with me? I thank God that I have a mind to live right. If you have a mind to live, bless him. Father, I thank you for the food that I'm about to receive. I thank you for the hands that prepare. I thank you for the nutrition that going in, how this food going to nurture my body. I just thank you. Thank you, Father, that I can lift my hand. Lord, I thank you. I still have it on my body. I thank y'all, I'm telling you, it's just so many things. But the enemy is trying to keep people from blessing the Lord. Bless him today. Praise him today. Hallelujah. Some of you ain't received, haven't seen the manifestation of your breakthrough because you don't want to praise him. You don't want to bless him. Well, what I got to thank God for, oh, you have so many things. Don't, one song writer said, count your blessings one by one. See, if you just start thinking about, one song writer said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and God been good. But it tells us, and then it said, for they, he referred to the word of God, and I can put it, for the word of God is life unto those that find them and help to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issue of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put forth from thee. Let thine eyes look on right. And let thine eyelid look straight before thee, ponder the paths of thy feet, and let always be established. Now I'm going to read that same verse. Y'all know I like my Living Translation Bible. Now y'all know Prophet like the Living Bible. So let's go to Proverbs 4. But like I said, you got to get the word in you. Come on. And you can't wait to just speak that word. When things going contrary, you got to live by that word. I love something Jesus said. If you was to follow the life of Jesus or read it, Jesus always made sure whatever came out of his mouth, it was pertaining to what his Father said. It was pertaining to what we find out later on was written by the Bible. If you go back and trace Jesus' life in the four Gospels, okay, Proverbs 4, and 20, it said, pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. And I'm telling you, we're living in a time. There's so many things happening now. You can just lose trace of what God says. I mean, it's so much a strife and division from the White House to your house, if you allow, even in the body of Christ. You can lose trace or you can lose focus on what God say in this hour if you not focused. You got to stay focused. Don't allow yourself to get distracted, okay? He said, don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. And the only way they're going to get in there, you got to meditate on the word. First, you got to and meditate. I know in daily reading, God always, it's something that God always highlight to me through studying daily with him. One day it might be one thing, the next day he highlights something else through his word. And I know he's speaking directly to me, you know, and I thank God, whatever you're dealing with right now, if it's looking bad, guess what? It can change. It's subject to change. But you got to believe. Y'all, we're living in a time. We got to truly believe and trust what he said. Well, prophet, I've been doing it, and I still ain't seen no change. Well, just keep believing and keep trusting. It has to change. You know, some of us put our faith and want our faith to operate like a microwave. You go through a drive-thru and you get, no, it don't work like that. I learned that. You got to keep believing. You got to keep trusting. The Bible said you got to keep knocking on the door. Keep believing, keep trusting, and keep confessing what God says. You know, see, the enemy wants you to get weary. He wants you to get tired and start speaking negative because the devil understands the importance and the value of our words. You got to learn that. I had all of us got to learn that. And once we learn that, we got to keep doing what God says. He said, don't lose sight of my words and let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to everyone who discovered their meaning. When you discover the meaning, the importance of God's word, it will bring, it will cause health, divine health in your body. It'll run sickness and disease out of your body. It will cause your circumstance. Remember in Mark 11, 24, when Jesus was saying, speak to the mountain. He told him, he said, speak to it. And he gave us a good example when Jesus spoke to this, when Jesus spoke to that fig tree. Well, guess what? You and I have that same authority. Remember, he said he had given us the key to the kingdom. The keys represent authority. But guess what? You got to speak to it. I was always taught God to do it for me. But something God required for me to do, certain thing I have to say in order to see the manifestation. Okay, then he gone and said, for they bring life and radiant help to everyone who discovered their meaning. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. That means what's in your heart. The Bible said, the abundance of the heart come jealousy, evil, all of that anger, bitterness, resentment that come out of your heart. You have to guard your heart. Because the enemy is always trying to put something in our heart or in our soul that going to hinder the things of God from being manifest. He said, above all, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Above all perverse talk, stay far from corrupted speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Then stick to the path and stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from falling in. And I tell you, as I stated, there's a lot of things happening on the earth can cause you to lose focus on God. You got to stay focused on what God said and what God is saying now in this hour. Let's go to Romans, the 10th chapter. Let's go to Romans, the 10th chapter in the second verse. The word of God is so important. If you and I want to experience the abundant life, if we want to see the manifestation of what God's word say, the word is so important. I don't know about you, but I can't get enough of the word. I can't get enough of it. I need the word, and guess what? You need it too. Don't let the enemy have you to believe that you don't need to read the word. You don't have to be a doer of the word. Nah. That's what the proverb was saying. Don't lose sight of the word. Don't lose track of it. Don't lose focus on what the word say. Regardless of what's happening in your life right now, you got to keep believing. The Bible says if we don't get weary and well done, we shall reap a harvest. And I tell you, it's easy to get weary if you focusing on your problem. One of the things that they said, one of the message the late Dr. Charlie Stanley said, he said that don't focus on your problem, focus on Jesus. Remember Peter when he asked Jesus, if this you bid me to come, and long as Peter focused on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But when he began to look around at his surrounding, he began to sink. Y'all, we have to stay focused on what God say about your situation. Find out what God say. And it's the old folks that put your teeth in it and don't let go of it. Okay? In Romans, the 10th chapter, I'm going to read it first from the King James, and then we're going to go into the New Living Translation. It said, brethren, my heart desire and pray to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal after God, but not according to knowledge. I want you to see that. But it said they have a zeal, for God, but not according to knowledge. You come at the word of God, what God say about it. Hosea 4:6 said God people are described because of lack of knowledge. God people describe, and I'm telling you, it's what God say about you and I that is promised and going to be effective. Philemon 1:6, it tell about we acknowledging every good thing in us about Christ. In other words, when you and I acknowledge the redemption work of Christ, y'all, we can get somewhere. I'm telling you, we got to know that. All of this is important. The Bible tells us in the beginning how the world was formed, didn't have a form to it. And the Bible said God began to speak. The Bible tells us that God then gave us a measure of faith. We have the same faith that Jesus operated in the faith that God operated. He gave it to us. And I'm telling you, faith can get it done. Faith calls us to connect with God. Faith activates the law of life in Christ Jesus for us. Okay? But he said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But they being ignorant of God's righteousness. You see, you can't earn God's goodness. The Bible said all our righteousness are filthy rags. It's when I believe that first Jesus, the Son of God, and I believe what he came to do, what he accomplished while he was here. Righteousness, in other words, puts you in right standing with God. It don't have nothing to do with what you do. It have everything to do with your believing. Do you believe? Jesus was the righteous one. Through his righteousness, I have been accepted as a child of God, as a citizen in the kingdom, not mine. I was praying for someone early this morning, and they was talking about, God brought it back. I said, now, you can't earn your healing. You can't earn it by your good works. No. God healed us because he loved us and because Jesus was enabled to take on our sickness, our sin, everything that we ever did. We weren't even good enough to do it, y'all. It was just like the lamb under the old covenant. That lamb had to take on all the sins that the people had committed the year before. It was atonement, and that we have to believe in the atonement of Christ. Some of you say, well, I ain't never lied. I ain't never did this, and I'm sick. I'm this, I'm that. You keep forgetting this is an evil world. This is a fallen world. And Jesus was telling us the devil is evil. The devil hates you and I. And he's constantly trying to destroy us. That's why the Bible says he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He want to steal your health. He want to destroy your life. And that's why it's so important that you find out what God's word say, line yourself up with what God's word say, and refuse to change for what God say. That's why we just read in Proverbs, he said, don't lose track of what God's word say. Don't do it. You got to stay focused on what God say. And I found out living by faith don't have nothing to do with my feelings. Living by faith don't have anything to do with our feelings. Living by faith is based upon what God say, and do we believe and do we trust what he say. In your situation, if you want it to change, you've got to believe what God say about it. If you don't know, find out what he say. And you got to believe and you got to trust him with that. Trust God with your situation. Trust God with that marriage. Trust God with that child, with them siblings. But listen, why are you believing and trusting God? You got to do right. I mean, you got to do right based upon what he said, not based upon what you think of what that individual doing. You got to do right. He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. But they being ignorant, look at here, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You see that? Christ was the end of that. That's why the Bible tells us in Galatians, the third, it tells us we've been redeemed from the curse. We've been delivered from the curse. But see, like I said there too, again, this is so important. And once you find out what God's word say, when Jesus was being tempted of the devil in the wilderness, the Bible tells us that Jesus kept saying what was written. He didn't tell the devil, now time I'm hungry. He didn't tell the devil, now time. He did not use his own words, but he used what was written. He used what was written. He knows who he was. And Satan is after your identity. He wants you to not know that God loves you. He wants you to believe that God don't love you, that God is not concerned about you. Especially people that have been saved for a long time. Listen, he wants you somewhere down the road to cast away your confidence. Don't do it. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't give up on God. Don't throw in the towel. When he said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, the anointing and the power is there, but you got to know what part you have to play. He said, instead of them submitting to God where righteous, they went about to establish their own. Okay, I'm going to read them same four verses. I'm in Romans the 10th chapter. I'm going to read it from the Living Translation. It said, dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayers to God is that the Jewish people might be saved. I know that they enthusiasm they have for God, but it is misdirected zeal, for they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Instead, they are clinging to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. They won't go along with God's way. For Christ have accomplished the whole purpose of the law. All who believe in him are made right with God. And see, this is what's happening now. I had to learn that, and all of us have to learn that. It ain't got nothing to do. If your opinion is not lining up with what the word say, God is not obligated to sanction or do what we think if it's apart from what his words say. That's why Proverbs 4:23, attend to my words. Don't let my words depart. Don't lose focus. And I tell you, in the midst of adversity, if you ain't careful, if you don't stay focused on what, you'll lose sight of what God say. Your eyes and what you hear, what you see, and what you feel will cause you to lose focus on what God's words say. And then you start coming in agreement with what you see and what you feel. I had to learn. And I pray, God, open up all those that have tuned in. Open up their spiritual eyes. Open up the eyes of their understanding. Paul said this for the church. He said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of your calling. You and I have, our spiritual eyes have to come open. What we see a lot of times in the natural, if you don't understand or don't know that, it'll cause you to doubt what God say. Because most of us were trained to line up with what, come in agreement with what we see and what we feel. And what I see and what I feel have contradict what God's words say to me. God say I'm prosperous. God say I'm healed. My emotions say you don't feel healed. You don't go to your bank account. You ain't got no money in your bank. See, that's what it does. And coming into the kingdom, being born again, is finding out who we are in the kingdom of God. And this is what he was saying about the Jews. He said, I know that my heart longed for them. I know that so they can get saved. He said, I know they did. They're through that. But he said, but they is being misdirected. They didn't know. They were still focused on what the law said, the Mosaic law. And Jesus was trying to tell them that it was coming to a close. It ain't no more. He done for, and that's why Jesus had to fulfill every prophecy that was spoken and given about him. He fulfilled it. Matthew the 8th chapter, if you go down to that 16th verse, when he rebuked the figure and one of his disciple mother, and she got up. Jesus said, this was done that the scripture may be fulfilled. Isaiah said, for himself took our infirmity, bore our sickness. Jesus fulfilled every prophecy we made, but he need us to believe it. And you know, some people, and I used to believe it too. I thought if you didn't curse and you didn't drink and you didn't do some of the bad stuff, which we consider what other people did, I thought you was okay. But then when I read in Isaiah, he said, all of your righteousness are filthy rags. What I call righteous, that my works, that's what I would call it. But our righteousness means being put in right standing with Jesus. It was his righteousness. It was what Jesus did. And as, and I say this all the time, the number one sin is not fornicating or homosexual. It's not the, a homosexual lifestyle, a lesbian lifestyle, a prostitute, addiction to drug. Of a, the number one sin is rejecting and not believing on the one that God sent. That's the number one sin. But so long, I mean, if you've been operating in an unrenewed manner, are you going by your opinion? Are you going by what somebody else done told you about God? You're not going to be able to experience the redemption work of Christ. You're not going to be able to experience the peace and joy. In St. John, the 16th chapter, it tells us to be of good cheer. Jesus said, be of good cheer. I don't overcome the world. But now, so if you read that scripture, and if it's not based upon what God's word say, if it's not based upon what God's word say, I have to receive that word by faith. I'd be saying, but this is how I feel. I feel this and I feel that. And y'all, I don't live by feeling. In the kingdom of God, we live by faith. I think it's in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, where it tells us that the same gospel that we're preaching them were preached to us, but they did not mix it with faith. Where faith is, well, okay, God, you said, I'm going to believe you and I'm going to trust what you say about it. That's what faith is. And that's what the enemy, every temptation, every trial, every tribulation, the enemy always is after our faith, because he know it is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible for us to please him without faith. We need to really get that in us. It's impossible to please God without faith. And the enemy know that better than anybody. He know that. Without faith, we cannot please God. You know what caused the children of Israel to run around in the wilderness for 40? They didn't believe and trust what God's word say. They didn't believe it. We can do that. And let's look at it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28th chapter. Let's go with it. And I'm telling you, if somebody saints is tripping over the same thing, they won't believe. They won't trust what God say. And I'm telling you, this is so important. Come on, somebody. I know I believe. If I didn't believe, I wouldn't go to church. Do you trust what he says? The Bible said the devil believed and he trembled. Come on, somebody. Well, I tell you what, let's go to Exodus, the 23rd chapter. In Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and at that 20th verse, it's, well, I'm going to drop down for time's sake. But in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, in that 22nd verse, he was talking about that God had sent an angel to keep them in their ways and bring them in a place where he had prepared for them. But he told them in that 21 verse, he said, beware of the angel and obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, the children of Israel had a problem with obeying what God said. Well, y'all listen, It's a lot of people. A lot of time we have a problem with obeying what God say. Now, I don't know about you. I had to learn by disobeying the laws and the principles of God, or better yet, God's word, I couldn't reap what God say. Now, everybody knows St. John, the 14th chapter. It's a familiar passage of scripture, right? You know, and it tell us, let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God. Now, I have something to do. Now, if I just look at that scripture and it said, let not your heart be troubled. Now, it's up to me not to let my heart be troubled. It's up to me to keep strife and all of that and not allow my circumstances to trouble me. He tell me, let not your heart be troubled. God ain't going to stop my heart from being troubled. That's my responsibility. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility to let not your heart be troubled. Just like God tell us in his word, he command us to forgive. He command us to love one another. But if you listen at the voice of reason, the enemy give you and I every reason under the sun to disobey what God said. And he telling that. Look at the 22nd verse. He said, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angels shall go before thee and bring thee unto the Amorites and the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. He's telling them what they need to do. And I'm telling you, that's a problem. A lot of the saints, you ain't doing what God done told you to do. And some of us, well, I beg to differ. Well, guess what? If you done did everything that God done told you, all you got to do is stand and just decree and declare what God say about your situation. That's all you got to do. But that goes for me and everybody. All of us have to learn that. I was in this service, and I thank God for Dwayne Norman, Dr. Dwayne Norman. He had an awesome message, and he was saying, once if we allow ourselves to stop getting frustrated about our situation, he said, we done got out of faith. And I began to, you know, he said, if it takes longer than what we thought before we see the manifestation, he said, we'll get frustrated. We'll get out of it. And you know that's the truth. I would believe in God for something, and it looked like it was taken, well, you know, we use the terminology forever, or it's taken a while. I started allowing myself to get frustrated. That's right. I allow myself. See, you and I got to learn how to walk in this word. We got to learn how to believe and obey what he say. Now, I'm in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. It said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligent unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God would set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings. But listen, we got to obey what he say. Every situation requires us to do certain things, and God required to do. God have his responsibility, and we have ours. But a lot of time, if you ain't got in the word and renew and keeping your mind renewed, if you've been in it longer than a week or two, if you ain't careful, you'll lose focus on what God words and you'll start lining up with it. Y'all, we have to learn, and it's a process. Once you get saved, you know, I used to go to catechism class. I had to take that for certain time in the ministry. But we call it language to language. And do you not know the kingdom of God language is different than the kingdom of darkness language? It's a difference. You have to learn how to walk in this thing. You got to learn how to live by faith. You got to learn how to talk. Come on, somebody. And that's why even within the Beatitude, in Matthew the 5th chapter, what Jesus said, he said, you should be an I-5, but I say this, love your enemy, bless them. Because he was telling us we have to renew our mind. That's what repenting means, to renew your mind. You got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you talk. You want to know what's in you? Wait till trouble comes. Trouble are revealed to you and I and everybody else. What we truly believe, how much we believe. Do we believe God? Do we trust him? Do we obey God or we disobey him? And this is what he was telling them. He was telling them, but they have to obey. And that was the children of Israel. They didn't believe and they did not obey God's commandments. That's what caused them to keep going around the dumb mountain. It's one of my pastor, the late Apostle Ida Bell Parker, she used to say it, and every time she said, I kind of, you know, I was a dummy. I was a baby in Christ. I didn't know any better. And every time she said that, it would just rub me the wrong way. She said it kept going around the same dumb mountain. Some of your life is for somebody listening to this book. It seems like you keep dealing with the same old. For one thing, you got to renew your mind. You got to find out what God say about that situation and do it. Well, prophet, you just don't know much. I promise you, I probably don't, but I know what the words say. It's not one situation or one problem you and I ever experienced God done already spoke on. Why? Because Jesus done already paid the price for you and I to be delivered. Do you not know it's God's will for everyone to be saved regardless to your creed or color? Is God with your background? Is still God with for you to be saved regardless of the color of your skin? But do you not know a lot of people ain't going to be saved? Why? Because they choose not to believe. They choose not to believe on Jesus. Some day, the enemy constantly got some people debating whether Jesus is the Son of God. And he'll tell them, yeah, but. Don't be listening at the buts and the ifs. Don't do that. In Hebrews, the fourth chapter, he said, let us therefore fear lest our promise being left us in into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. It didn't benefit them. Because they said what? They did not mix, not being mixed with faith. Listen, faith is not only believing what God says, but obeying what God's saying, doing what God say. And that was the children of Israel problem, and that's a lot of people's problem now. God tell you to speak to the mountain, you tell God about the mountain. God tell you to forgive, you telling God why a reason why you don't forgive. God telling you to love, you telling God, I can't. You need to get, if you want to experience the abundant life, you got to get rid of all that can't stuff. I had to learn, if God said do it, you can do it. And you do it by faith. You don't do it by feelings. As a prophet of God, a lot of times God be telling me to say and do that. I be saying, God, I don't want to do this. God, I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to say it. But because he said, if you love me, you'll keep my command. You'll do what I tell you to do. And guess what? We have the grace. Grace don't mean it's not just only God unmerited favor, but guess what? Grace means God will enable us and give us the ability to do what he say do. I was looking at one of the scripture earlier. I was studying about the disciples. Remember when that man took his son to the disciples and the disciple couldn't cast the spirit out the man? Remember that? and the man told Jesus that, I brought him to your disciples and your disciples couldn't do it. Yeah, he told me I brought him to your disciples and your disciples couldn't do it. That's in Mark the ninth chapter. The man took his to the disciples and they couldn't do it. When the man told me his disciple couldn't do it, Jesus called him, oh, faithful, faithless generation. And the reason why he said that, because he had given them authority to cast out demons, to heal the sick. But something happened. It wasn't that they didn't have the faith. They just didn't use the faith by believing and obeying. Because, you know what? I'm sure they probably looked at it. Well, now, wait a minute. This spirit, they were focused on this spirit because the little boy to fall on the ground and foam at the mouth. I don't know if I want to deal with it. And you know, sir, I think all of us have been there before. You tried it. look at how big the situation is or how it's coming, and you say, oh, no. And you get in fear. I've been there. Come on now. Jesus said, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you could speak to a tree and command the tree to be uprooted. Well, guess what? If he said it, we have to believe it and trust what he said. I had this young lady, and I was in a conversation on Saturday, and they was telling me, so, you know, I've been dealing with so much of stuff lately in my life, but they was intercessor. And they were saying, you know, I done come to, no, they said, I done found out that when it come down to believing and trust God, you got to really just take him at his word and trust him to do what he said. I said, I know. Because that's the truth about it, y'all. And this is what I'm talking about today. He said, my son, in Proverbs 4, he said, attend to my word. If you giving your undivided attention to what God say when it come down to your situation? Come on now. Sometimes I had to examine myself. And is you doing what the word said? And I'm telling you, that's the children of Israel. That was their biggest problem. They did not obey what God told. They did not follow God's instruction. And I think all of us been there before. We didn't follow God's instruction. We didn't follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. It's, I don't know about y'all. It never been a time in my life that I was facing a situation. And sooner or later, the Holy Spirit, a thought would come to me. And it have been time, y'all, a lot of time, it's sad. But I have learned, the Bible said Jesus learned to be obedient through the things he suffered. The somebody said, I went astray before I was afflicted. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's consequences when we choose and intentionally disobey and rebel against what God said. It's consequences. And a lot of time we don't want to accept the consequence. Just like, don't want to be responsible. Just like, remember Adam and Eve? Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the snake. When God said, he said, a woman, you gave me. It was an act of Adam will. Adam choose. See, that's the thing about, you know, we have a choice. Freedom of choice. It's an act of our will. Like I said, once we get saved and we come into the knowledge, we sign up what God's word says. It ain't on God if we don't line up with what his word say. It's on us. It ain't on the devil. Oh, my. Yeah, the devil. I used to think the devil made me do it. But it's not on the devil. It's on me. The devil wants us to believe that we don't have the authority that Jesus paid for or what he gave us. He wants us to believe that. And if he can get you to believe it, you start meditating. Yeah, I done pray, and I done ask the Lord. I've been praying for 20-some years. I've been praying. And please, I'm not being little of you. I done had some of them same thoughts. I done accept some of them same thoughts in the past. But I had to learn. Just like what God told you, who you going to choose this day, who you going to serve. That's what you need. We all have to choose who we going to serve. If we going to choose God, if we going to do what God said and go back to Romans, the 10th chapter, that he said, God, I pray they get saved. He said, I know these Jewish people, they have law, but instead of them submitting to God, we're righteous. They going about establishing their own. Are you going by the standard? Well, yeah, I know what the words are, but just what I think. Well, let me tell you something. God is not obligated to do what you think. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. He said, the words that go out of my mouth shall not return it to me void. Go back. Read the word. Examine yourself. And find, you know, and then in Ephesians, it tells us, and see, even days, listen. I found out just because I'm saved, that don't exclude me from having evil days. Evil days come to all of us. Trouble come to all of us. Come on, somebody. Yes, it do. Now, just like in the beginning of this broadcast, God gave me the word to tell you that he's turning your situation around. But guess what? You got to believe and trust that. You got to open your mouth and say, I got a word from the Lord today from Prophet Apostle Miller, and God said he was turning my situation around. Now, Father, I just believe that, and I receive that by faith. God, you turn it around. And in the process of decreeing that, if God tell you to do something or say something, he might tell you to be quiet. You might be done talking. You know, I found out you can talk yourself out of blessing. Yeah, you can talk yourself out of blessing now. You can talk yourself out. I done talked myself out of blessing before. I'm transparent because so many times the enemy happy, well, they just don't know. God loved them more than you. Do you know he don't? God don't have no respect to person, but your faith will cause God to get in your situation, to take part of it, no better yet, intervene in your situation. And like I said, that's why the children of Israel had a problem in obeying instruction. And some of you, that what you've been dealing with, you have a problem with following instruction because it don't feel right. It don't seem right. It don't make no sense. Well, faith don't make sense to my five cents. But that don't change what God say. You show me somebody that made up in their mind to obey God in their situation, and you'll find somebody seeing that God changed their situation. But somebody choose not to believe and obey what God instructs, it didn't change. Come on. Or somebody trying to earn healing. You can't earn healing. Come on now. Everything God do it because he love us. That's why he sent Jesus, because he loved us. That's what John means when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loved us. God want to do good. But because of freedom of choice, freedom because of we, it can hinder, yeah, it can hinder God. Sovereign, yeah, that means God can do anything. But that don't mean God's going to do it without you doing your part. You and I have our part to play. And when I learned that, it changed my life when God opened up my eyes to the already, even in everything that Jesus did. Don't you know, if I would have never believed and accept Jesus, my Lord, and say, I wouldn't be saved today, even though it's God's will. And y'all, I'm telling you, it's laws and principles in the kingdom. Well, it's 12:58, and we it's coming to 12, and I'm going to have to stop right there. But God said, attend to my words. Attend to my words. Don't lose focus or lose track or depart from what God's words say. Find out what God is saying. Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus again. We thank you and we praise you for your word today. I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast, Father. And I thank you for those that is lining up with what your words say. I thank you, Father, you're not like man. Whatever you said, God, whatever you said in your word, that you would do. And, Father, I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding to the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I pray you enjoy the rest of your day. And go back and read over these verses, okay? God bless.